Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're in Siman Lamed Ches, Pasakum, Bishulakum, Cholovakum. We'll start from, and we're in the middle of Bishulakum, and Sif Yud Aleph we're up to, Peyu Shalom is Bash Rubilon called Tzarchan, they're not really ripe. In other, we learned that the Issa Bishulakum is only on something that's not eaten raw. That the cooking is significant in that it made it into a food. So now you have gray areas. What about fruit that are not really ripe? They and they're cholin chayim, and they could be eaten raw, but they're not eaten raw. Ela do they have the chak? Because the real way they're eaten. Oh no, no, yeah, just like we had in Yud about the egg. That is only eaten raw the day of the chak, so therefore bishulakum and an egg is also. So here he has the fruit that are only eaten raw the day of the chak. Sheumnim, because the cooks, the professional cooks, the tagmin also b'tzuper, they fry them with sugar. So asurim mishum b'shulei nochrim. So it has the issur b'shulei nochrim because it's not really eaten raw. Sifyud beis. It is a little complicated. Shechor shel tfuah, beer that's made out of grain. V'shel dvash or honey, like med it's called. Beer, med, like fermented honey. Noach and Moheta l'shtoso, they drink it. In other words, there's no problem with bishulakum if the guy makes it, we're talking about. It's cooked up. And then he says, afilu b'bayah shemocher noso ha'akum. There's a general iser which is very somewhat vague about when it applies, not to drink, not to make merry and drink with the goy in the place where he manufactures and sells his drinks. Now, what drinks does this apply to? It's not clear. Does it apply to wine in a way that it's not yayinesach, obviously? Does it, maybe it applies to beer, maybe it applies to schnapps. Maybe it applies to lemonade. That's in your idea. It ends up that it barely applies to anything, except maybe wine. So he's saying that there's no problem of this beer, even in the place where the guy sells it, meaning he's talking about that iser in your idea, that it doesn't apply to Sheikhar, like it applies to Sheikhar tomorrow. That was apparently a much more choshev, a significant drink. It doesn't apply to Sheikhar Tfuah or of honey. So that's what he means here by this sentence, Afilu Babaya Shemochen Oso Ha'akum, where theoretically that Isser in Yeridea would apply, but it doesn't apply to grain Sheikhar or honey Sheikhar. The point here is, Vainbri Mishum Mishulei Akum. Why? That Tfuah B'Tela B'Mayim, because it's mostly water. The beer is the fermented grain and the water, it's brewed in the water and it's drunk like a beverage, and most of it's water. Water is eaten raw, so there's no issue b'shulei akum. Rak shetzrichin natvua b'teila b'mayim. Rak shetzrichin lachko, you have to check out. Sometimes they ferment it with the sediments of wine. ובמקום שישראל מזלזו אינו מקילן ביין של אקום יש לבעל נפש והחמר על עצמו גם בשכר from their beer. Why? Because the kitzur means, of course, he might end up drinking wine by mistake. If people in that area are mekel in yayin of a guy, so he has to be careful what he drinks and when he drinks. He shouldn't just let down his guard. Uvinyan shtiyas coffee, v'loy cholav v'yim cholav aviyosu, because that's cholav akum. Then chocolate, v'ti eitzel akum, shemen nafshe yurachik esatzmo, there he means the Yeridea iser. It doesn't mean bishul akum, because nothing's eaten raw, nothing. Alright, why doesn't he mean bishul akum by coffee? Oh, it's mostly water, the same cheshbon. It's mostly water. There's no issur bishulakum because the water is eaten raw. But he's talking about the Yeridea issur of palling around with goyim and sitting and drinking with them and schmoozing and drinking. So he said you should be machmir by chocolate, tea, and coffee. But this isn't the place where they sell it, really. But maybe, you know, it could end up being a problem. You know, you go to a... What?
Starbucks?
If we pass in that court, these also, and that's a place... I don't know. Maybe the chilek is there. They used to gather together and all drink together, like in a bar. A cheers. You know, you sit and you drink by a bar. In a Starbucks, where everybody sits on their own table for Stoma. So I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know if we paskin that coffee is a problem. But this would be what it's talking about. I guess the head to be the Yesh Matiram, which is Derech Haroi. Although Derech Kvius also, but Starbucks is certainly Kvius. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure what the heter is. I imagine the heter would be that you're not sitting and drinking with goyim. A bar would be a problem. A bar. The problem is like a bar. That's like the idea, like where they sell it and you're sitting around covering zach with goyim. So you think you want to go into a bar and drink a beer, and a beer, kosher beer, you know, place beer that you know is kosher. But you're running into this Isser, which is not so well known, and it's not so clear what it applies to. Like we just said, it doesn't apply to beer made out of grain or malt. So it doesn't apply to beer. So what does it apply to? I don't know. So to us, it's strange it doesn't apply to beer, but it might apply to coffee. It's the social touch. It's not because you're going to get drunk and do something wrong. It's the social setting. And I don't know. To me, like the epitome of the Isser is like a bar. That's the epitome of the Isser. Where mamish, it's made to be, you get together, like cheers, you know. You sit, everybody's sitting together and everybody's becoming friends. Okay, we'll stop here. Next, tomorrow night, Kolobakim.